Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN. God bless you. I hope you're having a good week. It is Tuesday evening. This is Deborah here with you. It is March 14th, 2023. I am live, all thumbs up, all hands up, dial in for prayer and ministry and just sharing the grace of God and your lives with PGN. Many blessings to those of you joining us Monday through Friday, 24/7. God bless you guys. So, excuse me. I'm not sick or have a cold or anything. I was just walking with my husband. You know, the time change. Praise God for the time change. So I was just plugging away at my work and my stuff, and I didn't realize that it was later. Thought it was still earlier because it wasn't getting dark. Catch me. So anyway, so we walked, and I was like, oh, I think we better run part of the way so I can get back in time. Yikes. So here I am. Praise God. Good to be here. Well, so somehow, thank you, Lord. So somehow I am not necessarily stuck on the number 12, but the Lord keeps circling this back around with the number 12. So last week I was actually reading. I didn't realize I went back over some of my notes, but some of the stuff that I had shared was from Deuteronomy 12 as well. So even Deuteronomy 14, 16, 17, and at any rate, so praise God for that, following Jesus. So I was reading. I'm going to read this to you, and something was sticking out on me with the word, and I jotted down some notes on a piece of paper. So hold on one second. I need to actually highlight these because I have other notes on here and they're crossing over. Okay, that's good. Okay, I'm going to read this over you guys. I'm just going to kind of pray and jump in as well. But, oh gosh, let me see if I know how to mute my phone. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, I didn't want to cough in you guys' ears, in your ear, so. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to read, okay, Psalm 139. Now you guys are very familiar with it. Now I just want to read all of it over you, just so you're grasping as well the presence of the Lord over your life, inwardly, outwardly, from beginning to end. You know, He has, it's just stretched over your life, like when we see a rainbow outside, you know how refreshing and enlightening and it is to our spirits and what joy it brings? Well, that's how his promises over your life from beginning to end, from the beginning to the horizon, you know, it's just stretched over your life with his promises. And love for you and his, you know, intentional being watchful and intentional and involved in your life. So here we go. I'm going to read on the New King James Version. And this is, so this is titled over, you know, how there it gives a little title over it. It says, God's perfect knowledge of man. So Psalm 139. Oh Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar, from afar. Hold on a second. I forgot to pray before we started. So Father, we thank you for this evening, Lord. We just as we open your word, Lord, open up our wisdom and revelation into our minds, Father, we thank you for speaking to us, spirit to spirit, heart to heart. Knowledge to knowledge, God, although your knowledge is in your ways is much higher than ours, God, but we're asking, Lord, for your presence and your wisdom and revelation to be revealed and spoken to us this evening, Father. We dedicate this time to you, Father, that you might receive the glory in this hour, God, in the dominion in this place, Father. So open up to us, Lord, heaven and your portals, Lord, of your wisdom, Lord, and of your presence, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the very nature of your presence, Lord, and what it brings in our lives, Father. We thank you for that, Lord, and we ask that your word to speak and to go forth and accomplish that in which you've purposed, Lord, this evening, Lord. So be glorified in this place. In Jesus' name, be exalted in this time. In Jesus' name, amen. So let me start over. Psalm 139, O Lord, you have stretched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts from afar. You comprehend my path and my lying down. You are acquainted with all of my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me in behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into the heaven, you are there. If I make a bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and then dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. Amen. And your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, and even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows them very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillful wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Excuse me, you saw my substance being yet formed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great are the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? Do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, that's what this version says, and see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Well, praise God. While I was praying and reading that verse, and when I came to verse 16, where it says, you've seen my substance. Let me go back to it. Your eyes saw my substance being yet formed. And in your book, they were all written, the days fashioned for me as when as yet were none of them. So before I was even born, before you were even born, he's seen your substance be yet being unformed into being formed. And the word substance here, what I was thinking is, you know, obviously, and you might think, I mean, you might know where I'm going with this as well, but I was thinking of Hebrews 11:1, where it says, faith is a substance of things yet to come. And I was wondering if it was the same type of substance, you know, where in the relation to as well of us actually Christ forming us in faith, right? Because where does our faith come from, right? It's just inherent, you know. And so he formed us even in faith, in his process and his creative works and creative nature. You were formed in the eye of God in a substance, okay, right, yet to come forth, but he's seen it and he knew it and he even wrote the days down in his book, all to be numbered, right? And when he tells us to that we are to walk in the fruit and the things that he's purposed through the will of God, so some of that is in the purposes of God, some of that is we know that's for every believer, right? For sharing the gospel and, you know, there's certain things in there, the obedience and the reverence of his name, right? That's for all believers in walking in that. And then we all have gifts, but we faithfully serve him in that and how he has our will and in his presence, his leading us day in and day out from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, his hand and his presence is upon us to be that light, to be and to bring into being. What if you are the sustenance of somebody else's faith? Your obedience to share with them, your obedience to be a light, to even pray with them, to even be just the nature and the purposes of God that he has for you, that you literally have been shaped and formed in a substance that is of faith, and now you are a vessel bringing faith to others, right? Yes. Excuse me. So, and that particular verse, so when I looked up this sentence, I was like, let me just look, let me just ponder, right? Because, you know, my natural thoughts, and this is how I learn of the Lord and how he leads me and teaches me. And so when I put this in Blue Letter Bible, sustenance, again, I'm just using the New King James Version, it comes up 12 times. It occurs 12 times. This particular one here is, so if I go to... starting from the Old Testament to the New Testament, starting from Exodus to Hebrews. But if I go to Psalm 139, excuse me, this one here says, let me see this for a second. I have to open this up. This one's a little bit different here. I think you can hear this. If I play this, it'll tell you the Greek. I think you can hear it.
Strong's H, 1564. Goliath. Goliath.
Okay. Class. No, I'm just kidding. So that one is, this is only one time, but just my substance yet being unperfected. But it is... let's see. It says... the obvious, as we know, the unformed rolling together, and unformed matter. So yes, not yet formed, but it's unformed. Okay. So then in Colossians, so that one's a little bit different. So hold on. So let me just mark this so I can make sure I'm getting this correct. And then I go back. Excuse me. So back to Colossians. Colossians 2:17 says, we are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Okay, we'll come back to that. Boy, let me, I want to see. Okay, hold on. I'm going to have to open that up in another version. Because that, when you open that up in the Greek to get the word, it does not, it changes it. So now when we go to Hebrews 1, thank you for your patience. Now faith is the substance. This particular faith is a little bit different. It has to do with confidence. Person, substance. Okay, let me just play this just to be official that I am.
5287. Hypostasis. Hypostasis.
Okay, that's the substance of faith in Hebrews 11:1. It's a setting or placing under, putting structure and foundation, right? Which is foundation is firm, the actual existence, a real being, the substantial quality nature of a person or thing, the steadfastness of mind, courage, resolution, confidence, firm trust, and assurance. And so this is this is, you know, some things in which the Christ has actually placed inside of you. You have a deposit and a glimmer of this in your faith. And your faith was awakened when you came to Christ. You already have done all of those things. You've already participated with the realization of Christ's existence. Try to grab a hold of this and think about the day that you prayed to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and the quality of him, right, the steadfastness in your mind and the courage and the resolution of confidence and firm trust, and now the assurance that you have. So I just want you to see you have this inside of you. This is the faith you have. You've been formed with a similar faith from the nature of a God, or similar substance of faith, right, with the nature of God. By the hands of your creator and your maker, these things are ordained for your life and purposed for your life to carry out your faith and to live by faith, right? Because that's how we accomplish things. We know this by even the continuation of Hebrews 11:1 and all the things that were demonstrated in faith by the other believers. So let me just read this to you because I want you to understand this. Okay, so after they mention every, you know, all the names, we know this name, it also says this, and I know it says, verse 32. What more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Joseph, and also David and Samuel and the prophets. Okay, I meant to say 33. For who through faith? This is the things that were accomplished and demonstrated through faith. Who, verse 33 of Hebrews 11, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of the weakness, they were made strong. So we are overcomers, right? Out of weakness, we're made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to fight the armies of the aliens. Okay, so praise God. I'm gonna praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now let me go to... Oh, okay, so this is interesting. So here, so in Colossians 2:17, it's talking about, okay, you guys are tracking me, right? And that you have these inside of you, and they're activated with the presence of God, right, with his wisdom and revelation and his word, following him, revering him, obeying him, holding fast to him, but certainly doing all things in faith and deeds. Okay, so praise God. Praise God, you're doing that, okay? That's how you got here. That's how we'll remain here, and that's how we'll go out of here, okay? Some of us, right, we'll go out with faith and deeds. Maybe being martyred, I don't know, that's what the inclination of the thing. I don't know anything about that, anyone specifically there. I have heard people share testimonies, as I'm sure you have, that they think that, like, they have this inward unction that that's how they're going to go out. Okay, so in Colossians 2, which I love the book of Colossians a lot, very much, and it's not philosophy, it's Christ. It's not legalism, it's Christ, and it's his spirit. So Colossians 2:17 is where it is stating, but let me start as talking about this here. Let me talk about this. Actually, I wasn't even planning all this, but I figured he would start to speak to me why I started to offer this, and this is exactly what's happening. So let me start at verse 15. And we know what Christ did on the cross, right? Or verse 14, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Hold on. I saw this. Okay. I just want to make sure. wasn't. Okay, so having, and so when we came to Christ, right, with the faith that he's giving awake in you, is forgiven you of all of your trespasses, all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which that's the law, which was contrary to us, which was contrary to us. He never intended for us to fulfill that, because the law, which I just learned, is in these terms, separates us from Christ, okay? And his whole intention was to bring us back to him, remember, and to fellowship with him. And he has taken it out of the way. So Jesus took the cross out of the way. I mean, this doesn't say that. He took the law out of the way, but it's saying he has taken it out of the way. Look it up for yourself. Having nailed it to the cross, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Okay, so let me give reference to this. As you go about and you're fulfilling your role for Christ, in Ephesians, when it talks about there's powers, principalities, right? Well, right here it's showing us, because of the power, the blood of Christ, the atoning blood of Christ, and the power on the cross, those two things have disarmed principalities and powers. So if you're dealing with principalities and powers, you can look to the blood of Jesus and the power of the cross, that you have that. If you're in Christ, you have that authority and you have that power, and you can use that in the dominion to take authority over the areas that you're in, okay, or whatever it is that it's having you pray for. Those are legal rights for you. Please look this up for yourself, and if you don't want to jump into it, if you don't have the understanding yourself, because you want to guard your heart and mind and do it in the fullness of who he's called you to be, right? So verse 15, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. So let no one judge you in food or drink or regarding a festival, the new moon, or the Sabbath, because that was for the Israelites and the Jewish community. We are a shadow. Here it is, verse 17. We are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. So there's a little mystery in there too to unpack. And so let no one cheat you out of your reward. Taking delight in false humility and worshiping of angels and intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffing up his flesh, right? So it's saying, like, hold fast to the head, and then the whole body, nourished, then knit together by joints and ligaments, grows and increases that which is from God. So this is what we're doing here. We want to stay joined together, nourish each other, be knit together, and have Christ bring the increase that is from God, Colossians 2:17. So that we are a shadow of things to come, okay, right? But the substance is of Christ. And if you look at that, and here, this little marking here says, it calls it the body, his body. So his body was of substance as well. So he himself, the Father, birthed him in faith. Right? The Father birthed the Son in faith, and he has the power to create, and holding the power to create and bring forth the substance of every faith, which is incredible. That is, you know, holding, obviously, again, in my opinion, the deity of Christ and the deity of the power and the Godhead. So I'm sure there's layers there. I don't even comprehend, but I'm thankful to the Lord that we are called in him, we're wrapped in him, and he knows, because, and he's even, as our high priest, gone before us in every way, and even in bodily form, in every way, he was birthed in faith as well, and in substance, and he holds the power over all of it, even over powers of principalities and trampling on them. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for the faith that you've given each one of us. We thank you, Lord, for every measure that you give, Lord. We don't despise, Lord. We don't, Lord, whatever it might be, Father, we utilize the faith that you've given us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Let it bring forth glory. God, let it be established, Father, in such a way, Lord, that you've purposed. Just like in Hebrews 11:33, Father God, in Jesus' name, let me go back to it here, that many, God, through their faith will subdue kingdoms, will work righteousness, obtain promises, stop the mouths of lions, quench the violence of fire, escaping the edge of the sword. Out of weaknesses will be made strong, become valiant in battle, turned to the flight of armies of the aliens, whatever, I'm not sure what that is. So thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the accomplishment, for your glory, and for your purposes, and for your will, Father. Lord, let it be a broad place, Lord. Bring us into a broad place, Lord, and that you, Lord, would keep your hand of blessing upon us and deliver us from evil, Father. We thank you, Lord, even our faith delivers us from evil, God. Even faith that Christ had in his Father delivered him and trampled on dominions, God, trampled on kingdoms. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that we rise and you rise, we rise, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that even trying to keep the law, God, as your word says in Colossians, is contrary to who you've made us and who you've called us to be, that you took care of that and you nailed it to the cross, Father God. We thank you for ratifying that on our behalf with your blood, with the atonement of your blood. We thank you that we are a family of God, Lord, that we rise up, Lord, and we encourage our brothers and sisters and the things that Christ has in their lives, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that we would just be mindful and watchful over each other's lives, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, and for our family bloodline as well, Lord, that those that need to come back to you, God, we ask, Lord, that you would call, Lord, as you did in Luke, Lord, just calling their names, Lord, and the prodigals, Lord, or people have gone their own way, God, and lost the reverence of revering your name. Call them back, Father God. Call them back, Lord Jesus. Lord, press on their faith, Lord, press on the substance that you've given them that is for you and for your glory, God. We ask for you to preserve it. Preserve their faith, Father God, and fortify our faith, Father, even on their behalf, Lord, to pray and to intercede that it might come forth, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, praise God. Okay, so that was... Again, so there's 12 times. That was the 12 coming up in scripture again. 12 times substance was used then, although they have a little bit different meaning. They're not all of them, not all 12 verses, and the 12 times it was used was all the same meaning of the word substance, but it was the word itself was used 12 times. So, and the number 12 is the apostle, the number of apostles, elect, purposes of God, judges, leadership, discipleship, apostolic fullness and government, divine government, order or rule, creativity, illumination, spirit world, plenty, here we go, plenty of bread, sons of Jacob, Jesus' first recorded words, possession, Jesus' first recorded words. Yeah, let me go to that. I didn't see that earlier. Let me just look that up. Quick. The 12 apostles. So let me see. 1 through 5. Okay, so John, no, this I'll have to look at that later. But this just says Matthew 10, 1 through 5 is the Lord calling his 12 apostles and giving them power. He says he gave them the power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. So there we go. There we go. Let's see. Are there 12 of us here tonight? Let's say yes. Yes, there is. There's 12 of us. In faith. I'm saying that in faith. Okay, so praise God. And let's shift because we want to, we love the Lord and we know his presence is with us, just like we read. Okay. He is good. And his counsel and his nature endures forever. Okay. It's just 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We thank you. We receive from you, Lord. You are so generous in all that you do, so thoughtful and so giving, Lord. We thank you, Father, for all that you've given, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for your steadfastness and your true security. Lord, we rest and trust in you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Our first caller is 405-934. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, this is Autumn.
Autumn. And where are you calling from, Autumn?
Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma. Okay. Let me mute you for a second, and I'll come back to you. Thank you, Father, for Autumn in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just see you standing in a place in the ground, like upheaving. I don't know if it's an upheaving, and it's lifting you up. So there's a place that the Lord is having you stand on a place. You know, maybe there's been places that you've walked that have not been where the Lord has ordained you to be, or the places that have been a solid foundation for you, and I see those things breaking away in him. So again, you're rising up and you're standing on a firm foundation. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I believe that the understanding of even your freedom in Christ. Again, the things that he nailed to the cross and the law, like certainly out of our love for the Lord that we follow his commandments because we love him and his generosity and what he's done for us, right? So we have that understanding and acknowledge that in that exchange. And then, but upon that, realizing the freedom that that brings to be on the solid ground, in the solid place that doesn't necessarily limit us, like it doesn't limit your steps, it doesn't limit the demonstration of the Spirit. And so I see, you know, perhaps again, the gaining more understanding into the freedom of being on the solid ground and in this place. And we thank you, Lord. Let me see something here. Let me just. Yeah, so again, I know I've said this here before too, but just that lifting up because, the lifting up, I know I've said this before. What I'm going to say is that Jesus was, it was prophesied that he be lifted up on a hill, high and lifted up, and he died there on that hill and was lifted up in the air, okay? It wasn't on the ground. Nobody trampled him. Nobody stoned him. He wasn't whipped to death. Okay, that did not kill him. Lots of other things, okay, could have taken him out, right? But that didn't. He was on the cross, lifted up, just like it was prophesied. That's where he would die, okay, on that hill. Die on the hill, lifted up. Because in that realm, he was actually in the realm of the atmosphere of the prince of this air. And he was dismantling those powers and those principalities in those areas and making the prince of this air subordinate to his covenant and to his authority, if that makes sense. So when Christ is lifting you up, as I'm seeing this, he's also lifting you up in the power to take authority over the prince of this air, and the places that he rules in are subordinate to what Christ has done, and not only what he's done, but what he's given. So he's given that unto you so that you, myself, and every other listener can have the superior, set up that superior covenant in the places where he dwells us to take dominion, which is where he has you, where your feet are to land, right? So where you work, in your neighborhood, in our families, whatever, you know, whatever those situations are, that you have that the prince of this air doesn't have power over you, doesn't have authority over you. He is subordinate. Christ's covenant is superior. And sometimes we have to just say that in that place or in that moment. Sometimes I know when we're called to work, we have to do certain things. And if you're can sense and pick up things on the Spirit, you know, you are always activating that. Even if you just meet a friend to go eat for lunch, there can be so much happening in the room and the atmosphere. And even at that, you know, so there's so much there. There's so many different aspects and avenues that we can utilize that in, and asking and engaging the Holy Spirit, how do I do this here? Is this what you know, I'm going to step into this and take authority over, or whatever, you know, give me, you know, I need your wisdom, as I call this forth. And there's other times where just the unction to come out, it's just going to come out of our mouths so that you can take dominion in the places that he's called you to stand in, because you are being lifted up just as Christ is lifted up, and you have his power and his authority in that area. So praise God.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Do you have any prayer requests?
Just praying for peace of mind.
Okay. All right. Let me pray for you. Thank you for joining us tonight. God bless you. Okay. So, Father, we pray for autumn and peace of mind, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for your word and giving, Lord, and word and saying that we have your spirit, we have your love, and a sound mind, Father. So we thank you, Lord, every other distracting voice, hindrance, any condemnation, any accusation, in the name of Jesus, to be broken off, Father, in the Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that the swirling will stop in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father, for that you anoint his ears, cover his ears in the name of Jesus with your anointing oil. God, that the little critters, the little buggers, don't get in there, Father God, that they, it is not an access point for him, Father, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. And so even as I said that access point, you know, if there's a place of an access point that you're aware of, or even if I, as I said that and prayed it, that needs to be cut off or stopped or, you know, delayed, step back to even like, I don't know if this is it, but maybe I should back off of this for a little bit and see if any changes are made, you know, So sometimes it can be very subtle, and it can be a mix of things, you know, because we could have a friendship with someone where you very love them and they don't realize, like, hey, some of the things they're saying are causing an inward turn of doubt or disbelief or, you know, something of the sort, as I'm just giving an off-the-cuff example. And so we thank you, Lord, just for the resources, God, to be from your source, Father God, nothing diluted, deranged, or deceived in Jesus' name, but the purity of your word, God, the purity of your sound, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for not only establishing his feet in peace, Lord, but with the grace to be spoken to his mind, Father, in the peace of God, Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you, Autumn, for joining us. God bless you. 972-365. Good evening, Rhonda.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, Sister Deborah?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. A lot going on. I don't have a lot going on, but some people around me, my granddaughter's grandmother, sister, was in a house fire, I think Sunday, and she was in a two-story building, apartment building, and I guess she was trying to jump, you know, to her safety, but I think she still has burns, but she broke her collarbone, her pelvic bone, I think she broke her left shoulder or arm, all of that. Everything, I think, on her left side is, like, broken. Her ribs collapsed. I mean, her ribs are broken. She has a collapsed lung. So, you know, when they got her out of the house fire, it was so bad, they had to rush her to the hospital, and nobody was there. So they didn't have her name or information. So her sister looked for her. They was looking for her. They couldn't find out what hospital she was in. So they airlifted her up here in Dallas, Fort Worth to Parkland. So she's in the burn unit. Her name is Sherry,
wow.
And my granddaughter's grandmother is not doing well because they're like in their early 50s, and she has an issue with her heart that it's like at 20%. I think it got up to like 35%, but they was going to have to put a defibrillator inside of her. But the Lord started showing me that their mom died at the same age, you know, around this age. And she was having heart issues. So I know this is like a generational curse. So I just ask that you would pray for them. Sherry is the one that's in the burn unit. And then Olisa is the other one that is dealing with a heart issue.
What is her name? Lisa?
Olitha. O-L-E-T-H-A. Olitha.
O-L-E what?
O-L-E-T-H-A. Olitha. Like Olitha?
Oh, Olitha.
O-L-E-T-H-A.
Yes, Olitha.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay, so
and I think I shared with you before. She lost her husband in 2019. He had a massive heart attack in front of her and passed away. So I think that may be, you know, some of what she's going through with her heart issues. But like before that,
right.
In 2016, she had a massive heart attack and a massive stroke, and she was gone, you know, for about 45 minutes, and they was able to bring her back. And she was on life support for like 5 days. And we prayed for, and she came off of it as if nothing ever happened. So she's been through a lot. It's like a lot of trauma and tragedy around them.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry. Hey, there's something you just reminded me of. Let me pray, and then I will I'll do that. I'll look it up to make sure I'm saying it. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, wow, that is a lot of trauma and tragedy. Okay, let's pray. Wow. So, Father, we thank you for Rhonda, Lord. In Jesus' name, I'm going to mute you, but I know you probably have me muted on your end, too. Lord, we thank you for Rhonda, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray for her family, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for her standing in the gap, Lord, and just being that vessel, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you anoint her hands. You know, just seeing, I mean, standing in the gap, but joining from one stretch to the other stretch, you know, and ask the Lord to anoint your hands to, from the oil of heaven to touch these people's lives that they might touch Christ themselves and to bring forth that presence in Jesus' name. So it's also like an anointing, but there's also like I see with white gloves on your hands. I don't know if that's just like the clean presence of the Lord, you know, bearing what he desires you to bear in your hands and not taking it upon yourself. But he has you covered as well. Maybe that's it, or just being that expression of the Holy Spirit, you know, where he comes on you like a glove. And you bring forth his presence and the anointing that you carry to other people, again, so that they can touch Christ themselves. So thank you for that, for Rhonda, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Sherry, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, Father God, Lord, for the healing and the restoration process in her, God. We pray for her spirit, Lord, and her soul, that you would preserve that. Lord, that you would restore even that, God, that you would do the work from the inside out and from the outside in, God. We ask you, Lord, for in every substance, Father, even from the time she was born, Lord, the working in and the working out and all that we read over Psalm 139, Father God, Lord, let it be hers, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask for you to minister to her right now, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask for your spirit and your light of life to be upon her and functioning within her, God. We pray for the entire left side of her body, Lord, for your restoration to come to that part of her body, Father God, and every bone and every joint and her lung, Father God. And in this burn unit, Father God, we ask, Lord, for the grace and the mercy of God, Lord, for them to be gentle and for preservation. And just for miracles, God, we ask for miracles for her, Father, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, restore her soul, just as David said, you restore our souls, Father God. Restore her soul, Lord, from all trauma, in Jesus' name, God. And I pray that for Ophelia as well, God. Restore her soul from all trauma, Father God. And your word in Proverbs says to guard your heart, for it's the wellspring of life. So, Lord, we ask, Father God, that new springs come forth in her heart, God, that you bring them forth, Lord, of hope, Lord, that she continues to place her trust in your unfailing love, Lord, and this brings her hope, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for preserving her, God. Lord, even let the meditation of her heart and her mind in Ophelia be, be pleasing to you for her own health's sake, Father. We ask that you lead her in your word and speak to her, God. Illuminate unto her heart and her mind, Lord, your healing process, your healing words, Lord. Send it forth unto her, God, to accomplish the ways and the realms in which you've purposed and ordained for Athalia's life, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for strengthening, literally undergirding her with grace and strengthening her heart in Jesus' name. And let me pray this scripture over her, because the word is the word, and however reason the Lord wants it to come forth, it comes forth. So I'm just not even going to judge it. I'm just going to go for it. Acts 3:16, and his name through faith in his name. So Athalia, through faith in his name, he has made you strong, whom you see and you know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given Athalia this perfect soundness and presence to you, in you and to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that even really goes with what we were talking about tonight, too. That's cool. Wow, thank you, Lord. Thank you for her faith, strengthening her, even body, soul, and spirit. Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. You know, I think their mom died in her 50s, and they were younger. So I think that's where a lot of that trauma and tragedy come in, because, you know, when you're young like that, in my area, a lot of people grew up in religion and tradition. It wasn't Christ. And it wasn't knowing about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So when we went through stuff, you know, people even blamed God because he didn't, you know, save their mom. I'm not saying that's the issue with them. So when you grow up not knowing the truth and knowledge of Christ, it takes you down a different path to where, you know, you're kind of lost and you're kind of disconnected. But I can see God restoring things, you know, in their life and in all of our lives, because when you don't know, you don't know. But when we are introduced to Christ and begin to know Christ and accept him in our life and in our heart as our Lord and Savior, then things are different. So I thank you for praying, Sister Deborah. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And I just ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for our sister in Christ. I thank you for her faithfulness, Father God. I just plead the blood of Jesus over her vocal cords, over her esophagus, over her throat, and over everything that concerns her, Father God, her immune system, her respiratory system. Father, I just speak by faith in the word of God that no weapon formed against her or anything inside of her, around her, including her family, shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against her in judgment, that it shall be condemned. And, Father God, I just thank you for just using our sister mightily, Father God, speaking words of faith, words of knowledge, and words of encouragement, Father God. She do it, and she do it out of love. She do it out of love, joy, and out of just happiness, Father God, for the things of the kingdom of God. So, Father, I just thank you for Deborah tonight, and I bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. I wanted to pray over your voice, because I heard, you know, you were saying that you was out earlier, and, you know, you were coughing a little bit. So I just wanted to pray, you know, speak a word over you tonight, and just thank God for you. Because, you know, you come on, everybody comes on PGN, but like I said, we just thank God for you all, because some people are not able to get to church. Some people, this is their church. This is their fellowship. So I just thank God for you all for being faithful and just coming and just, you know, believing with us and praying for us and, you know, praying by faith and just teaching and encouraging us to just keep going. So I just wanted to share that, Sister Deborah. Thank you, and I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, that prayer, and I receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you for your love and your care and your power of God and your prayer. So God bless you as well.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Well, praise God. Okay, here we go. Caller number 402-214. Good evening.
Hi, Deb. It's Sharon in New York.
Hey. Thank good.
You.
How are you?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to share
good.
This
okay.
with you, because you were talking about the number 12.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. I just, have you heard of the phrase, until the 12th of never?
No.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Okay, it's a phrase out there, and there's actually a song. It's an old song, but it's a beautiful song, and it's called Until the 12th of Never. And
okay.
The next line is, I'll still be loving you. So I just wanted to share that with you because I thought of it, because I love that song. But it's called The 12th of Never.
Thank you so much. I got to look that up because that could be the Holy Spirit singing over us, right? He sings songs and deliverance.
You would love it. Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
And, you know what? Let me see something. I was just, you just reminded me of. Okay, yes, this is what I was going to look up. I think Rhonda's still on the line, and I can open her phone line, but let me see if she's still there. Yeah. So this is what I was thinking. Is there something called the trauma prayer? And it is from Jim and Pat Banks, and I just Googled it to see if it would come up, and it does. It's on YouTube, but you probably could get it. That's like 22 minutes. But if you can play that, put it on a headset and play that in Sherry's ears, if that's available, if her ears, if they're not, if she doesn't have that covered, I don't know if that's part of what's been burned or not. I don't know. But Ophelia, I think that would be good for her too, is the trauma prayer. You can pull it up on your phone and like send it that way as well. They could like right before they go to sleep at night or whatever, or just lay down where they're comfortable, just in a place where they could just receive, where they have peace. So it's the trauma prayer, even for anyone, Jim and Pat Banks. It's been around for a long time. They did it. They were ministering, and then someone took that, recorded it, and it's just like gone. And helps many people in trauma. Okay, that's what I wanted to look up. So thank you, Sharon, for even saying that, because when you said that song and finding it, it made, reminded me that's what I wanted to look up. So, Father, we thank you for Sharon. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for even using her as that peace, Lord, that connector peace, Lord, and connecting things together, Lord, for people in the spirit. Lord, because knowledge, growing in the knowledge of the Lord, we are, those things connect us in the spirit to the things of the Lord. So we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we bring her to your altar, God, and we thank you, Lord, just for your presence, Lord, upon her, Father God, and sustaining her. In Jesus' name. And I thank you, you know, I'm seeing, like, I know you're in New York, and sometimes I pray this over New York. Thank you, Father. But it seemed like the Statue of Liberty, and then, like, you just kind of stepped inside of her. And so I'm not taking on the same role as where you're going to allow your light to shine and to be big in that place in New York where the Lord has called you. And to be his vessel, but literally to shine the light and to lift that up in that countenance and in that place, you know. And I believe personally, this is my personal unction with the Holy Spirit, that there are things in New York that are going to be, I know there's already ministries and there's lots of different cultural even backgrounds. I know there's people in the, I can't think of the chosen, maybe it's chosen people, I'm not sure. I forget the name of the ministry, but they minister to the Jewish community in New York that Jesus is the Messiah, because there's a lot of communities that culturally stay together and are unified in certain places, you know. So I really see even the gospel being spread more and to be focused in New York City more and more and more. So that's my personal unction, but when I've seen you, in this state of reflecting liberty and shining and holding up your light, even in the place where the Lord has you in New York, that is functional for where he has you. You know, it is, you're in the land that he has you in. Thank you, Father.
What?
Thank you, Lord. So, Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hold on, you know, I know you're so gracious and you're just interjecting grace, but when I slow down like that, sometimes I'm pausing with the Holy Spirit. I'm looking to see what I can see, to hear what I can hear. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sharon, Father, And just let me just pause for a second and see if there is anything else. So the places in which, at the beginning where I was saying, like, you put pieces together or you facet things together, like, I'm seeing those now even too as building blocks. And, as building blocks. So it's a type of building for the kingdom of God, block by block, right? And if it's one living stone, right? So if you touch my life, I'm a living stone, or living stone. We're being built up as living stones. What is that scripture? And is it in Timothy or Peter? Oh, yeah, 1 Peter 2:5. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So we thank you for that. So I'm not sure. Thank you, Jesus. So yes, when you touch one living stone, it's a building block. You're building the kingdom of God. So it's faceting them together, the pieces together, and we're being built up as living stones, you know, and it's building, the building blocks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we pray, Lord, also I pray for Sharon that she would let her light so shine that she would glorify her Father in heaven, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, thank you. You know, it's funny. I've always been drawn towards the Jewish people. And it used to bother me so much because, you know, Jesus says you can't get to heaven except through him. Really, really weighed on me because of all the Jewish people who go directly to God, the Father, not realizing that Jesus was also God, that he was the Messiah. And I remember one time it hit me. I kind of got an answer. That, you know, when Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father, the next words that came was, when you see the Father, you see Jesus.
Hmm.
And it gave me some comfort that the Jews who love Jesus, love the Father so much, will be shown Jesus. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it was after years of worrying about it. But anyway, I watched anything with the Holocaust and things like that. I watched that often, like especially when I was going through so much suffering. I would watch, I can't even think of the name of it, the movie with Liam Nelson. It was about concentration camps and the Jews, and I can't think of the name of it right now. But it was a true story about, you know, the Nazi businessmen who ended up hiding so many Jews. And they actually have a special monument to him. He was a Christian. But anyway, it was funny that you bring that up, because I think about it a lot. I pray for the Jews, you know, and like God said, the Jews are the chosen people.
Yeah. I think they use, Isaiah 53 is one passage that is used from this ministry. I don't know if it's called Chosen People Ministry. I'll have to Google it maybe, but I know that's one of the passages they use to minister to the Jewish people to see their Messiah. But it's interesting as you're talking, one, praise the Lord for the word coming forth. So it's funny how, anyways, how the Lord puts things together where something seems casual, but yet it's very purposeful for
Schindler's
in your heart, you know, that, huh?
Schindler's List.
Oh, yes.
Schindler.
Yes.
That's
yes,
the movie.
Very good. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I should rewatch that. But what was I going to say? The
you said the word coming forth.
Yeah. And how it's just so intertwined and interwoven. It seems casual to me, like, oh, I'm just using this as an example. But then that example where I thought it was so casual is so intertwined and with what's in your heart for the Lord, you know, and coming forth. So that is very – oh, I was going to say this. It's interesting, too, how the – even with the Jewish people and – okay, so how – it was lied to them, right? When the stone was rolled away and they asked the man, like, and he was saying, oh, the body was stolen. Okay, so that was
right.
The lie. And it's
right.
Interesting how under that whole culture, but God's got to be the one that opens their eyes, right? Because he opens
right.
their eyes, and it's so right there. So we can really understand how people, I mean, it's hard to understand how people can be blinded, but we also can see clearly that they are because
right.
of everything that's written in scripture, right? But, and he's blessed us and opened our eyes. But, and I was thinking about that too, which that reminds me of, I was kind of pondering today a little bit about the road to Emmaus, how they were, it says their hearts burned, but they were blinded to actually see Jesus. So they wanted the things and they were going their own way. And I was thinking, you know,
right.
a lot of Christians, even though that was the revelation of who, that Jesus died on the cross for them and that he was there, he rose again. He did, right? They weren't familiar with the resurrection,
right.
which neither are we really, you know, or walking
right.
that time error. But at the same time, we see people who had followed Christ, but now they're no longer, like, they have things in their heart, but they're going their own way and they're blinded themselves. They don't even see. They're not even seeing Christ when he's talking to them. And, you know, and it's really because something has blinded their eyes. And what made me think about that today was thinking, I wonder if these are Christians who, if this passage could be used in parallel to Christians who are walking and all of a sudden going their own way. Have they once followed Christ, but now they're going their own way. And even though Christ is right there, they're blinded to it. So until they come back into communion with God, and I'm wondering if there's some type of transgression that happened, right? Because
mm-hmm.
their eyes were open during communion, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So which tells me, I wonder if there was a transgression anyways.
I wonder,
and so the transgression for the Jewish people.
I feel like that's rooted, what you're saying. I think that's rooted in the sin of pride. Because
yeah, maybe
people
it is.
Just want to believe what they want to believe. And they get
mm-hmm.
angry or upset if they're told something different.
That is true until they can see it for themselves. But unless they repent,
right.
which is coming to his table,
right,
to receive his body,
mm-hmm.
unless you truly receive him. So that makes me wonder, like, maybe they weren't really following him. Do you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
Okay, so, but the Jewish community, going back to the parallel that to the Jewish community and believing the lie, there is something over, like, culturally over them where they're blinded and they don't,
mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, but we pray, you know, God, they are strong believers in God, but there are some elements that are, and who Jesus is, you know, so anyways. Well, praise God.
Right.
May the Lord.
So I think we have to pray that, I think we have to pray that people are, the right people are sent to them to show them, and that God opened their eyes. You know, there's a passage in the Bible somewhere, I don't know where, you might, but where God says that, you know, he opens the eyes and he closes the eyes, you know, Jesus, mm-hmm. to what mm-hmm. he wants people to know. You know, there's people that I'm, you know, paraphrasing, of course, but that's what he's saying is, you know, it's up to God when he opens someone's eyes or he closes them to not see. And you wonder, because God's ways are not ours, you know, who he wants that person to run into or how he wants them to find out. But
yeah,
because we know he wants everybody to know.
Yes, that is his heart, whosoever. And it just reminded me of this story of, and so when you said the thing about pride too, the story of that king who became like an animal and he had to eat of the grass, was it Nebuchadnezzar? But because of his pride.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know
so it's
much
interesting
about
how God dealt with him. It's interesting in what you're saying is how, well, what's fascinating, I should say, is how God deals with people in a way that they need to be dealt with. And it's almost like this guy's, yeah. Nebuchadnezzar's pride, he had to bump up against his own pride and see what it was doing because he didn't see it for himself. Do you see what I'm saying? And God had to humble him in an outward stance for him to bump up against his own pride to see what it really, how it was really harming him and functioning and break it down for him to see it for what it is. And then Christ step into that and reveal his presence and reveal, you know, his nature and to be seen for who he really is. And then, you know, people can humble themselves and accept and receive.
Right.
So, yeah, praise God. And maybe this is, maybe that's something that is going to be over even New York as well, that people begin to see, like, there's something there that they, God does the same functioning thing.
New York is a big Jewish community. I mean, there's a huge Jewish community here, and there's been so much Semitism and, I mean, the violence that's going on here on the streets, random violence, is exactly what I had heard before from someone about what was coming. People will just kill because they want to kill. I mean, not because anything happened to them or they just enjoy killing. And that's going on real strong here. We have children being slaughtered every day, you know, just shot, randomly shot. And so wherever there's a big presence of God, you know, Satan's going to come after that also.
Hmm.
You know, we know that.
Yeah. Wow, that's scary. Well, I'm gonna press into New York in prayer. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm gonna pray for New York.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that too.
Yeah.
Because
Holy Spirit reminds us.
There's good here too, you know.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I worry about it all the time. That was the other thing I wanted to ask you to pray for my grandchildren. Because so many, they're in a situation where they have to walk. And my oldest grandson walks alone, you know. And like just tonight, I actually put you on hold for a while to call him to see where he was. And he was so cold and walking. And I had to just pray, you know. So I am asking for prayers of protection and closeness to Jesus for them.
Okay, let's pray. Now tell me, how many grandchildren do you have?
I have four, two boys and two girls.
Okay.
The oldest is 14 and he's, you know, fortunately in a religious school where he's learning, you know, learning a lot. And they pray.
Okay.
So that's good. But the younger ones are not. And although I've seen they have a desire for it.
Mm-hmm.
but they just are not. I'm just stuck. I need a car. I actually should pray for a car and the money to money to take care of it, because I sit here and I think I could go pick up my grandson so he didn't have to walk, and you know, so many things I could do for them if I could, but I can't right now.
Okay. Yeah. God bless you. Well, we will definitely, let's pray for your grandkids and a car for you. So thank you. I'm going to mute you and then pray for your prayer request along with the other saints.
Thank
and thank you for joining us. God bless you. It's good to chat with you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Father, we thank you for Sharon. Father, we lift her up to you. Lord, we lift up her grandchildren and her family and lineage. Lord, we pray for these two boys and these two girls in Jesus' name. We ask, Father God, just for the preservation of faith to be in her bloodline, God, an awakening faith, God, a sustaining faith. Lord, a faith that brings forth and calls forth a substance of things hoped for, just like a car, protection, safety, God, powerfully shield and protect them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, every footstep, every direction, Lord, we ask for the discernment of Christ to be upon those that have to walk, Lord, in their hearts and in their minds, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, and cover them, Lord, with the prayers that Sharon prays and their parents and the school, whoever else is praying for them, Father God. We just add an agreement. Add to those bowls, Lord, that you would pour out a blessing, Lord, that they cannot contain, Father God, in Jesus' name. We pray for, Lord, the need that Sharon has for her, Lord. We thank you, Father. Lord, just for the creative ways in which you can work to bring forth solutions that are needed for the things that are before you, God, and that they place before you, Lord. We thank you for that, God. And we thank you, Lord, that Sharon would stay sharp in the spirit, Lord, as she prays, Lord, and keep her heart tethered to the things that you have them tethered with, God, even those Jewish people, God. And if you're awakening more in her heart, Lord, and sustaining and bringing forth, Lord, a functioning role for such a time as this, Father God, then we ask, Lord, that you have your way in that as well, Lord. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the preparation and the study and the equipping and how you've called her, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, praise God. Okay, so let's, 502-458, good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, it's Greg.
Oh, good evening. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, and I forget what
state you're
from.
I haven't called in a while. Kentucky?
Yeah, Kentucky. Okay, awesome. Thank you. Well, glad you're here with us this evening. I think your beloved is right behind you. So let me pray for you. Or I might have spoke too soon. I don't know. But let me mute your phone line and pray for you. Whoops. Okay, there we go. Hold on. Okay. All right, thank you. So, Father, we thank you for Greg. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, Lord, for at your kingdom, Lord, the working in and the working out in the name of Jesus. And I'm seeing like a key, like a kind of an ancient keyhole, like the framing on the door with the focus above the handle with the keyhole, the lock. And so when I was saying the working in and the working out, there was like a key that works and unlocks things. So we thank you. This is the focus on that key framing above the door. It's not like it's more of an ancient one because it's larger in its purpose. That's what it looks like there. And it might just be, and that might be a reflection of what it's going to bring forth, like the purpose of the unlocking has a larger purpose. As could be as well, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father, In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God. And the locking and unlocking, you know, is shifting things. There's a shift. There's a shifting there that's happening, taking place. We thank you for these keys and the elements of the keys, the purpose of the keys, the locking and the unlocking and the shifting that these keys are bringing. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the elements of the keys, Father God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Let me open up your phone line. I thought there was... There we go. Okay, wow.
Interesting. So I have a tattoo that has a heart. The center of the heart is a lock, and then there's two keys that are crisscrossed across it.
Huh.
It has a prominent thing.
It has what?
The keys, that whole key thing has a prominent thing. I got
it's
that
prominent?
Tattoo in 20. Yeah, it's... Or that tattoo in 2016.
It's prominent for you, or the keys are prominent
mm-hmm.
in the tattoo? Both?
Both. Yeah, both. Yeah.
So why tell me, are you able to tell us why the keys are prominent?
I just had this, always had this thing that it takes two separate keys to unlock a heart.
Huh.
To me.
That's kind of cool.
You know, yeah, you know, it could be as like in two people in a relationship, or you know, only but the help of God, actually the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. So what I've seen in the shifting was the key was going in there, and then like the mechanisms inside of there, like these two plates were like turning, so they were like these shifting, so they were taking you know, like catching the form of the key. You know how the key has,
yeah,
you know, it's like little coated or whatever, but like these things were shifting, these two plates were like turning into, so that's what the shifting was. So anyways, wow. Well, that's cool. That's profound. I never heard anyone say that before. Did you read that somewhere or no? That just
mm-hmm.
was your own revelation?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well.
Yeah, and it's pretty much the centerpiece of a pretty large tattoo on my right shoulder.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah, it's always had, it's always been a significant and special meaning. I mean, that the tattoos on my right arm were definitely some of the most meaningful.
Cool. Well, now, are these keys coming into play currently, do you think? Or is it something you think the Lord is?
I think it's ongoing, you know, in different situations, you know, either, you know, with God in relationship. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think it happens and stays kind of, you know, like it's just like, you know, even in stages of our walk with God, you know, sometimes he unlocks different parts of our hearts, and, you know, the same way in relationships as well. I think that, you know, sometimes we're guarded or we're holding on to a piece or something like that. It takes outside, you know, I don't know, revelation or, you know, eye opening moment to unlock parts that maybe not even been aware of.
Yeah, wow. That's cool. Now let me ask you something. Do you journal or do you write poetry or anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I've written lots of poetry, several songs. I don't do it nearly as much as I used to, but yeah, I used to write quite a bit, and I still sometimes will write just to clear my head.
Yeah, that's good. It feels like there's a deep place in that river that needs to come out, you know.
I haven't written in quite a while, yeah. I used to do it. I started doing it when I was, and I'm going to say, preteens, maybe. And then as I got older, I would write, out my thoughts. I would just sit down and write and just, you know, just write and write and write and write. And then I would go back and read it. Cause it's different when all the words are, you know, jumping around in your head. Sometimes it's hard to stop them and get any meaning out of them. So if I wrote them down, then I could put them, you know, I could put my thoughts on paper and then go back and read them. And it's kind of like taking yourself outside of yourself, reading those things, and then it kind of gives you a different perspective on your thoughts. And it's, in a weird way, it's kind of like being your own therapist or, you know, talking to yourself and getting, as weird as it sounds, getting an outside perspective on your own thoughts.
For sure. No, I'm tracking you. Yeah, because that's how we, when we're still before the Lord like that and we allow him to take us to those deep, it is part of his counsel, spirit of counsel and wisdom that joins us in those places. But anyways, just as you were describing your tattoo and the keys and the prominence of it, I just thought, I wonder if he writes poetry, but I didn't want to just jump right there, but so I wanted you to talk a little bit more. So I wonder if, you know, who knows, maybe. Yeah, because sometimes, as you know, the Psalms are poems and songs, and sometimes it helps people to, they don't know what they're feeling. And when they're searching and they land upon those things, yeah, it helps draw that out of them. And find that connection point and like, hey, you're a voice for them, you know?
Yeah.
That normalizes how they're feeling. Yeah.
Actually, I'd said that I hadn't written in a long, long time, but it was actually just a little over a year ago. It was late 21. I was just really deeply searching, and my mom was killed in a car wreck when I was 9 months old, and it's just one of those things that the family never talked about that much. Nobody really, it was hard for everybody to talk about it. It was extremely tragic. She was, I think, 27, and tried to talk to my dad about it when I was 40, and he started to talk, and then he stopped, and he couldn't. He was starting to cry, and I mean, that was 39 years past her death. And my grandma, the same way. And after she died, we lived with her parents for about 5 years. But I've always wondered how it impacted not just my life, but like relationships. Because at 9 months, I don't know what your sense of abandonment is, but when your sole caregiver, the first 9 months of your life is gone, it's got to have an impact. And I actually sought out a counselor and went through some counseling for that, which I'd never done. I'd had counseling before, but never regarding that. And through that process, I did a lot of writing.
Okay.
A lot. And that was over a year ago. And past that, I haven't done much. I've done a little bit of, I guess you'd call it journaling, but not much. Obviously not as much as I should have.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. That is, it definitely is healing. God does know how to heal us with his process, you know, and that's really wonderful.
Yeah. It was definitely therapeutic.
Yeah, it can be cathartic too, I'm sure, in some ways. Well, do you have any prayer requests?
I'm going to leave that one to the Holy Spirit. Let him lead you in that one.
Okay.
Not to be all vague, right. But I just...
No, that's okay. That's totally fine. I do the same thing sometimes, too. I just ask people, no, just pray for me, because I'm the same way sometimes, a lot of times, actually. So, Father, we thank you for Greg, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for just drawing out, Lord, in the natural, the things that are prominent, most prominent in his soul, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you would continue to manifest these things by your grace, Lord, by your gifts, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. And we pray, Lord, and we thank you for the fountain and the deep places and the deep well, Father God, and the things, Lord, that you desire to come to the forefront, again, by your grace, by your gifts, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the process and the journey of healing that he's even shared, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that truly we're all on the same process and journey with you, Lord, because you are a spirit of counsel, Lord, leading us and teaching us and guiding us and showing us, Lord, in our humanity, that your presence is you know, you desire to have your presence with us, even in the midst of the brokenness of our humanity, that your heart to redeem and to reconcile all things, Lord, takes up supremacy, Father, and that in itself is healing, Lord. So we thank you again, Father God, just the things that are prominent in his words, Lord, within his heart, Lord, we ask by your grace that you would bring them forth, Lord, that you would continue to speak to him, Lord, and the things that are shifting, like those two plates shifting with these keys, Lord, we thank you, God, and let it fall into place, Lord, and just unlock more and more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deborah.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thanks for joining. Take care.
Bless you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, we have caller 828-989. Is this Jennifer from from North Carolina?
Yeah. Carolina, yes. Yes, it is.
Yes. Do you want to move to New York? I'm recruiting people. I'm just kidding. Okay, I was just feeling my mind today. So, Father, we thank you for Jennifer, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and just bring her before your kingdom. We thank you for your graces, Lord, and just like, as I see you, like, kind of like in an open field, kind of. Well, no, there's like flowers, like wildflowers there. And it's not necessarily like, but somewhat similar. Is that the sound of music? So it's not on a big hill, but it's an open field like that. And just a joy. The day looks the same where it's very nice, beautiful day. And it's kind of, anyway, so I see you like twirling your skirt, kind of like how she twirled her skirt and walked through that field of flowers in the open day. And I mean, I know in that movie she's singing. I don't necessarily see you singing, just enjoying and take it in, but something about like swirling your skirt with her hand, like she had it and was swirling it as she was walking. I don't know what that is. So I don't know if this is a joy, if it's a type of like curtsy to the Lord. I'm not sure. Like out of reverence for like, thank you for everything that you've brought into my life, everything that I see that is surrounded by me, everything, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and just the, you know, of course, this incredible joy that strengthens us. And, you know, when we express our thankfulness and our gratitude to the Lord, he really does enjoy that, because who wouldn't, right? Even as moms or women, you know, when we make a meal, and someone else enjoys it and just even thanks you for it, even if they don't complain about what you made them, it does your heart well. It settles something in your heart when we thank each other. You know, it says that we're open to receive from them. That's why it's important that we thank human to human. We thank people. You know, it seems so simple, but it is a a place of gratitude, an exchange. There's really an exchange that happens when we are thankful. And beyond that, to the Lord and showing gratitude towards him, because you are looking up and you're just walking and you're smiling. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father. If there be anything else in this, Lord, any other word or expression or emphasis for Jennifer, God, in Jesus' name. But I do think you see like this woman did in the Sound of Music, which is, you know, in the song where it says the hills are alive with the sound of music, somewhat that same expression where you see and you can take on that nature. And I know we've talked about this, but I literally just did hear the word, the hills are alive with the sound of music. I don't know, it would be interesting. I don't know what all those words are, even to that song. That might be something that comes into play just prophetically or prayerfully. In Jesus' name, so we thank you, Lord, for the eyes that you give Jennifer, eyes to see and ears to hear, God. And just like in Habakkuk, too, where it says, I stand on my guard post and I watch. To see, to hear, I watch to hear what the Lord will speak to me. And so with the eyes, with our eyes, we hear the sound, right? The hills are alive with the sound of music. So you're seeing, but you're hearing. So our eyes are perceiving, but our ears are hearing on what the Lord is saying. So Habakkuk too. So we thank you for that, God. And then it says, and then, let me just look it up because I'm going to chop it all up if I say it myself. I used to teach from this verse all the time. It's interesting. The beginning of it says, the just live by faith. And we were kind of talking about faith or sustenance. So 2:1, it says, I will stand and watch and set myself on the rampart and watch and see what he will say to me. And I will answer what I'm corrected. Okay, but I write the vision and make it plain on tablets, and they who runs read, oh, that he may run who reads it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. Praise God. Back here. So praise God. Very cool. Oops, wait a second. I'm sorry. I thought I opened your microphone. I closed it. Looks like I gotta find you. There we go. Sorry about that.
Hey, that's okay. That's one of my favorite scriptures. So yeah.
Oh,
he
wow.
Speaks to me. Yeah, he's been having me write a lot of visions. So yeah.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever seen the movie Sound of Music, so it kind of piqued my interest. So I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I guess if you just even looked at the cover or just at the very, you know, how they have like a big picture, you probably will see Julie Andrews, I think it is, at like on a big hill with, I think there's flowers in that field, and she's kind of like, she might be even holding her skirt, because just the very beginning, I think it's the very beginning where she starts, and then the whole assignment, or you can Wikipedia it to get the plot and the whole story of it, you know, but anyways, that's
it's interesting, because when I, in the past, when I was in a lot of, like, emotional turmoil and, you know, stress and things like that, I had this oil painting. I don't have it any longer, but it was burning a fire. But I would escape into that painting, and it was literally a field of flowers and with the like mountains in the background, and I would just close my eyes and envision myself, you know, running through this flower field, like meeting Jesus, and kind of dancing. So, And then today, the word that he's given me today is gratitude. Didn't want me to focus on anything but gratitude.
That's wild. Wow, that has been incredible. Well, thank you, Lord. I know there used to be.
Right.
You hope what?
I hope that's encouraging to you, because I know that.
Yes, thank you. It is. Mm-hmm. Well, there used to be a show when my kids were little, and it was the guy would do sidewalk chalk, and kind of like Mary Poppins, where they jumped into the picture, you know, except this guy would do, he would do Bible stories, and he would do the sidewalk chalk, and then they would jump into the picture. So I think they took it from Mary Poppins probably, but it was very cute, and then they would go into the whole Bible story and stuff. And I felt like when I was first saved and was reading, I would read this story, and I would literally try to picture myself being in that. Like, what would I have done? Like, how would I have recognized? I would try to picture myself and actually, like, almost jump into the story to visualize if I was there in this crowd, you know, when the man fell out of the window and then Paul fell on him and breathed life into him. It was like, how would I interpret that if I was there? I was probably not, like, you know what I mean? Or, you know, and things that Jesus would say, and the stories I would read, I would try to do the same thing. If I was there, would I have recognized Jesus? Like, am I recognizing him today? Are you in this crowd? I mean, I would ask him sometimes. I think I've told this story before. My husband did. Then they had Christmas parties, and we would sit down. Our goal was always to get there early and leave early before it got too gnarly, you know, and which was nice, you know, because the Lord always encouraged us with, anyways. So, but one time I was sitting there and I said, Lord, if you were here, if you walked in this door, where would you sit? Because you're just free. They didn't have name tags. And I was like, where would you choose to sit? You know? And my husband turned to me and he said, hey, I'm going to go say hi. We were already seated, but he goes, hey, I'm going to go say hi to you. And he said the two people's names. And I looked over and I thought, wow, I could see the heart of Jesus and my husband to these two people because nobody else was sitting with them. And the Lord was showing me his heart through my husband, through his expression of grace to go say hi to them. And he didn't know what was happening in my heart and what it was, you know, my conversation with the Lord, you know. So it's just kind of cool to express with the Lord in that way. So I definitely agree.
Well, it's funny because I was, I went down some rabbit holes this morning and you know, this is not typical, but I came across sidewalk chalk, like art. Yeah, they literally were like 3D art that, you know, people, it was very uplifting just to see these creations where people had done the sidewalk chalk, like in, like, I don't want to say like dead places, like places that were, you know, weren't special, I guess you should say, and they brought them to life. And I was just finding a lot of comfort going through all these sidewalk chalk artistry this morning. So I just, you know, the Lord has a sense of humor, so I don't think it's any coincidence that you mentioned that, but.
Oh, that is funny. That is funny. Wow. Well, mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Fascinating.
Yeah.
So, Jennifer, thank you, Lord, for just your glory, how your glory shines all around us from top to bottom, side to side. Lord, we thank you. Even being our rear guard, Lord, and having your mercy and grace follow us all of our days, Lord, your goodness and mercy. Amen. Do you have any prayer requests?
I just, you know, I called tonight because I just don't know what to pray anymore, and I'm just struggling a little bit, and a whole lot, actually. my words, I've just been, like, sitting here, and nothing's coming out. So I don't know what I need, but he does.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to pray with you.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
But I am encouraged over the word tonight.
He's
here. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, praise God. Okay. Well, let me pray for you. We'll pray for you collectively, everyone. So, Father, we thank you for Jennifer, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, as she looks to you, Lord. She keeps looking to you, God, and she receives her healing, God, in the areas that need to be healed, Father. And whatever that looks like, Lord, we know, and I'm not saying that in judgment or anything, Lord, but just healed of her not seeing and not knowing. God, we thank you, Lord, that she's entered into your kingdom at the foot of the cross. Lord, we all have, Lord, is a humble place where we humble ourselves and yield ourselves to you, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord, for just rising her up, God, with healing as she's looking to you, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. And we thank you, Lord, just the meditation of her heart and her mind would be pleasing and be upon you, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that you would impart and instill unto her all that she has need of with her words, her expressions, her prayers, Lord, even her outward gestures, any prophetic acts of, like, I don't know, movement, bowing, I'm not sure, posture. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. And we also thank you, Lord, just how you give expressions of language and how they're displayed. Sometimes language, as we were talking, language is in a picture, or language is in words, in a song or poem, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, that you are incredible with your language, Lord. And we thank you for speaking to her tonight, Lord, with her favorite verse, with the gratitude, Lord, and the places she used to go, Lord, to just to cover her own heart and mind and soul before you, Father God, that you know from beginning to end until even this day, Father, how she seeks you and knows you, God, and can be found by you. And I pray, Father, that this assurance and the richness of your grace would be with her as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God
take care.
Bless you too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye. I'm glad that I started a little bit earlier tonight. We have a few more callers, just a handful or five more callers. So we are on, let me tell you the numbers. So 321-843-478-608. Okay, those are our callers for the rest of the evening. So 321, excuse me, lost my voice. 320, good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Aunt Talise. How are you?
Aunt Talise, right? Good. How are you? Tell me what state you're from again.
I'm calling from New York. I was in Florida, but I'm in New York now.
Oh, okay. Good for you. Okay, there. Sorry. Can you spell it? I'm writing your name phonetically so I say it correctly. Okay. So thank you. Thank you. Well, tell me how you spell your name.
O-N-T-A-L-E-S-T.
Antelise. Is the T silent when you say it, Antelise?
Antelise? I guess. I don't know. Yeah, Antelise. It is, I believe.
Okay, yeah. Antelise. Okay. So, Father, let me pray for you. So, Lord, we thank you for Antelise, Father God, in Jesus' name. And, you know, what verse came to me, but, okay. Okay, let's go. Just go there now. Which is Luke 3:21, and I know this is a numbers thing here, but let's just go for it. So John was baptizing Jesus, and Jesus was baptized, and while he prayed, it says, and okay, so when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized, and while he prayed, the heaven was opened. Okay, so I learned of this verse from reading a wonderful book by a godly woman. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for just opening heaven, God, as we pray, Father God. We thank you, Lord, in your likeness, in your baptism, and even your baptism of the Holy Spirit on Antelise, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for opening heaven, Father God, and answering prayers for her, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, Lord, just for the tools, Lord, where you give tools to uproot, Lord, to cut as an axe, Father God, and then to build up, Lord, and to plant, Father God. So we thank you for these tools, Lord, that you place on Antelise, Father God. Lord, also, Lord, we thank you, Father God, and okay, so, and navigating with the Lord through the knowledge of the Lord, I don't know, the literal words of knowledge, perhaps, and words of wisdom, and navigating the tools that he's giving, that he's placed in your hands, that he's placed upon your tongue when you pray, you know, and these are prophetic gifts and prophetic tools. So we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. And just like, you know, so we were talking earlier, if you were here, it doesn't have to be, but just as a cap here, about the sustenance and that we, in Psalm 139, so we were born in sustenance, but in faith. Without substance, it's impossible to please God, and that he created us with faith, that we were born into substance. We were born and formed with the substance of faith to be created for God, to even bring forth the glory of God. And so even Jeremiah, right, it says that he was ordained even in his mother's womb. And I'm pretty sure it was Jeremiah who brought forth the planting, the uprooting, the planting, the cutting, and building, you know, that he does all of that through prayer where heaven is open. So we navigate through that, not in our own souls, in our own temperament, in our own flesh, but out of the Spirit of the Lord and the knowledge of the Lord, the wisdom of the Lord. And so we thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you. Or even, again, Hebrews 11:13, of subduing kingdoms. And all that's accomplished through faith. If you can look that up, the things that are accomplished through faith. And even the prayers, right? And Jesus was filled and baptized, all of it. He did everything, he's given us access to everything he has access to while he was on earth and in heaven. So, I mean, not the deity, so don't, nobody listening go weird on me, but you know what I'm saying. Amen. Hey, Antelise, you have your spiritual, have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? You have your spiritual prayer language?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, why do you say that hesitantly?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, let me put this here. So you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit, but it sounded like you were offering that in a hesitant way. I was asking, why do you say it hesitantly?
Oh, no, I just had to think about, like, what you had said. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. Okay, so do you pray? Do you utilize your prayer language when you pray?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Okay. Because and does the Lord speak to you in words of wisdom and words of knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Okay. So, like I see you. Okay. No, this is what I. This is like when I was saying that. This is what I was seeing. So let me just say this: is that. We can, as everybody knows, we can use our prayer, our spiritual prayer language anywhere where, you know, in the car, when we're cooking or oatmeal, whatever it might be, okay, we can use that. But I've seen you actually offering like a time of prayer where you were before the Lord and you were offering your spiritual prayer language solely as a time of prayer, like very with posture and with like you were going to, you know, you were in prayer, like kneeling and offering and praying with your head bowed, but it was your spiritual prayer language. So there was a time where just offering, hey, this is my prayer in my secret place. And I'm praying to the Lord and just offering the spiritual language to see, so whatever unfolds with that manner. Do you already do that? Is that typically how you do it or no?
Yeah, at times I do. I mean, however.
Okay.
Or wherever I feel the need. No matter where I'm No matter where I'm or what I'm doing.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. So praise God. Praise God. Would you say that you're a prophetic person in nature?
I believe so. Well,
yes. Okay. Gifted. Do you think you're gifted in the prophetic? Like, you know, I mean, I guess we all are in nature. We are prophetic people in nature.
Yes, I believe I am.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, yeah. So, very good. So, So, praise God. Well, is there anything we can pray with you for or anything else you want to share?
Well, I just had called in because I've been feeling like I heard another caller say, like, they didn't really know, like, what to pray for lately. I just been feeling a little, like, exhausted, and I feel like it's been, you know, so much going on. I don't know if it's because so many different things have been happening in my life or if I don't even know what words to use, but I think I may have just, like, been a little, like, overwhelmed. I just felt like I needed someone else to pray for me or with me.
Sure.
That was the reason I'm calling in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me pray for you. I'm going to mute your thank you so much for calling. And let me mute your phone line. And there we go. Okay. So thank you, Father. So this keeps just keep coming back to me and just seeing you in prayer, literally like a time away in prayer before the Lord, praying in your spiritual prayer language. And the Lord really giving you knowledge, like his knowledge. You know, we have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. It's heart to heart, spirit to spirit. And then it can be knowledge to knowledge, even though our knowledge is so much smaller. But that's why I laugh. But but he is aware of our thoughts. So there you go. So but him imparting his knowledge to you, there's something about him giving you this knowledge that is sustaining as well. And usually his knowledge is, it's like it contains so much more than just like two sentences or two informations. It's like the knowledge, it's like compounded wisdom, you know, compounded interest and that he's giving us in his knowledge, you know. So Lord, we thank you, Lord, for how you lead unto Lise, Father God, whether it be for her region, whether it's something she's picking up in her region, Lord, in the atmosphere, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, that she would make her head like flint before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Even as she's pressing forward and moving forward, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the helmet of salvation. Lord, let it be like even like Teflon, that just the grace of God is on it and everything else rolls off of it. And it does not stick to her, God. We thank you as she walks and speaks and prays in obedience, Lord. Forces, Lord, that would try to combat her thoughts, Lord, her focus, Lord, anything cloudy, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just break that off now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for clarity, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for that even praise will be her weapon. That you remove any garments of heaviness, God, even if there's a garment, Lord, trying to blind or cloud or distort something on her mind, Lord, we ask that you remove that as well, Father, in Jesus' name. And you can put on, you know, like just praise music even all day long, even if you go to work or whatever in your house, you can turn it down really low. It's just like changing and cutting through the atmosphere and being a weapon, at the same time a weapon on your behalf in your dwelling place, right? So you're taking authority and utilizing your authority in your rightful place is a making that place a place of an offensive place. Your dwelling place is an offensive place for the spirit of the God, spirit of God and the kingdom of God, right? To establish those things. So our homes and the places that we rule and reign in are not defensive. We're not in a defensive role. We become in an offensive role. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you for that, Father God. And thank you for the washing of the word. To bring forth healing as well, God, the washing of the word, Lord. If any battle she's been in, God, we ask for a fresh anointing, the fresh rain, God, the rains of righteousness. Please look up that verse. I don't know if it's in Hosea. The rains of righteousness to come, Father God, and the washing of the word to bring forth clarity and healing in Jesus' name. Okay. Feel a release there. God bless you. Okay. Thank you for joining us too. God bless you. So 843-636, good evening.
Yes, hello.
Hi, who am I speaking to? Where are you from?
Sierra from Carolina.
Sierra?
Yes, from South Carolina.
Okay, great. Have we spoke before?
I don't believe we have.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Sierra. Let me mute your phone line for 1 second, and then I'll come back to you. So, Father, we thank you for Sierra, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, you know, the Lord would fill up your dwelling place as well, that there wouldn't be any empty or hollow places, but the Spirit of the Lord would come and fill those places up. And again, praise is huge, more than we know. We thank you, Lord, more than we understand. I was just thinking of all the different aspects of why, but I can't say all of them. I mean, I can't divert right now. So So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for filling up the places, Lord, that feel empty or hollow in Sierra's life, Father God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for just filling her up, Lord, and that you would be that fountain of living water for her, Lord, and to become such a fountain that she taps into, Lord, as her wellspring, that it brings forth, Lord, an overflowing, Father God, satisfying her thirst, Lord, in the places of need, Lord, in the places where she inquires of you and asks of you, God, that you would fill them. You would fill them, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, God. And we thank you, Lord, for even your spirit to be fluid. It's fluid and moving and has a current and is refreshing and renewing at the same time, Father God. So we thank you for that, Lord, and that you just fill her cup to overflowing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So I'm still saying thank you, Lord. Father, ask for your wisdom to fill her atmosphere with your presence. Jesus' name. Let me ask you a question. Hold on. So, Sierra, do you live in an apartment or townhome or something?
No, a trailer.
Trailer. Okay. All right. So that is a place where you rent. So, Father, we just cover, I don't know, Lord, whatever... Father God, we know that when we sign contracts of rental agreements, even a home, if when you own a home, you're still signing a contract, but Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for the contract, Lord, and the rental, whatever the agreement, even if it's just verbal, over this place and this land that she's on, the landowner. Father God, we just pray, Lord, that she would walk, as she does and as you are, uprightly before the Lord with the landowner, you know, doing what is needed and staying within those parameters. But, Lord, I pray that that truly you are the superior covenant over her life, Father God. So any, like, lording or hoarding that this landowner might represent, even if it's his pride or whatever, arrogance, I don't know, whatever that might be, God, we ask that you remove that, God, that that is not her covering. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you are truly her authority, we ask that you move that and shift it out of the way in the name of Jesus. Bring repentance where repentance is due. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, that you are her covering, God, that she would dwell under the shadow of the Almighty, God, that that is her covering, God. And I've seen a shift of that happen in the spirit. So that was Psalm 91, as you probably know, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, just for the removal of that false light or false hope, just whatever that false covering is, Father God, that she's not anchored in that, God, that she's anchored in your truth, Lord, and that you fill up her dwelling place, God, from bottom to top, top to bottom, Father. We thank you, Lord. Let it be under the shadow of the Almighty. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes when I pray, and I don't know, maybe this is me, but I do want to offer it, is especially when I pray over my home or when we lived in an apartment. Like when we lived in an apartment, I was building 12, which is funny that we're on number 12 tonight. But I would pray the numbers so that, because in some ways the enemy, it distorts the enemy. He doesn't really figure out exactly what I'm saying. And yet I'm keeping my presence. I'm keeping myself tethered to the presence of the Lord and the unction of the Holy Spirit. But I pray a lot of times in numbers, and the Lord can dispatch, as in Psalm 91, he dispatches his angels to propel the purposes of God for our lives. And the Lord showed me one time that angels actually can, they move on numbers as well, because that confuses the enemy. Like the Lord also gives them assignments, even with license plates, with house phones, longitude and latitudes and, you know, numbers. It distorts. It's a very stealth, strategic way for the Holy Spirit to get accomplished what he needs to get accomplished on earth. You know, he's maneuvering. And so I just offer that to you. I don't know what your, that over your home and your dwelling place. We thank you for that. But anyways, as I prayed, because I seen your room filling up, but then there was like one quarter of it at the top was still, there was some sort of interference from the Holy Spirit. And so I just prayed through that. I did see that leave and that your dwelling place would be under the shadow of the Almighty in Psalm 91. So just look that up and pray that over your place as well. So thank you so much for joining us. And do you have any prayer requests?
Yes, ma'am. So not only myself, but for my mom and the situation that she's going through after the loss of her husband and with probate and everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I will pray. What's your mom's name?
Lorene.
Lorene?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to mute you, pray for you, and then I'm going to move on, okay?
All right.
Thank you for joining us. God bless you. So thank you. I just realized what time it was, so I'm sorry if I didn't mean to be rushing you. I'm rushing myself because I didn't realize what I did. So, Father, we thank you for Lorene, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask for a mending and a comforting of your spirit to be upon her heart and her mind. We thank you, Lord, that you would illuminate her path with your guidance and with your word, Father, and your instructions, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, as she navigates, Lord, and waits on probate. Let her heart trust in you, God, because truly you are our true security, Lord, Psalm 143. Lord, let her be anchored and tethered to that, God, and trusting in you, God. And we thank you, Lord, for her full right to survivorship, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that. And the preservations and the favor and agreement with the courts on her behalf as well. In Jesus' name. And my husband sells real estate, is why I know the terminology. Okay, 478-262. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you from?
I'm Regina from Georgia. Hi.
Hi, Regina from Georgia. Thank you. Do you have any prayer requests tonight?
Well, I'm just calling just for prayer in general, just for myself. Nothing.
Okay, awesome. Okay, let me mute your phone line. I pray for I was going to do it all at once if you had a request. So, Father, we thank you for Regina. In Jesus' name, we just bring her before your altar, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I see the word like taking steps, kind of like a rabbit and like hops, you know, like you are in the movement of, you know, keeping in step with him. Well, we all have a unique way how the Lord directs us and takes our steps, but there's something like this hop, and I don't know if it has something to do significantly with spring and movement in this season. I'm not sure what the rabbit or the bunny, you know, it's like a rabbit represents. I can try to look this up real quick, but I'm already over time, like just prophetically. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the movement and the steps that you have Regina taking in, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that they will bring movement, that they will take notice, Father God. And, you know, sometimes even when a rabbit just hops and then they go, like, man, they could really race off and go forth. So we thank you, Lord, for just, so you're not just taking a step, like you're actually, it's a movement into, you know, like if you drew a picture of how a rabbit steps and they do that dot, dot, dot line, right? It's like that curve and that it's more than just a few steps. It's a movement into like almost like a launching, except it is from a mammal, which is why that has me. So anyways, we thank you for that, God. And we thank you, Lord, encourage her heart, Lord, that she has ears to hear and to perceive and like even antenna, like picking that up. And just your movement, like the movement will come as a, like almost a, what is that, like an instinct. You'll have the instinct, where the rabbit has the instinct to move and to hop and to take ground like that. So you're going to have the instinct to just move, the instinct to do it, and it'll bring forth, it's going to bring forth, take ground under your feet to bring you forth in Jesus' name. Okay, let's pray for our last caller here, 608, 960, and thank you for joining us, Regina. Is this Shannon?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. From Wisconsin. And do you have any prayer requests? I'll pray for you as well.
Wife and got, I guess I've been pretty frustrated over the years that I feel like I can't hear God as well as other people. And it probably would have helped me a lot in the past. So that's a pretty big prayer request for me as well as meeting the right woman.
So hearing in regards to the wife, is that specifically in that specific area or all areas?
Well, in general, just hearing from God would have been, it would have protected me from a lot of stuff, you know. But,
oh, okay.
But, yeah, specifically about the woman, whether it's somebody I know or he's got someone around the corner or whatever, so... just going to keep praying into this.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. So, Father God, we thank you for Shannon, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for cultivating, just the Lord, cultivating those places for you and cultivating, you know, where the seeds have been planted and they're being watered and bringing forth the harvest. God, we thank you, Lord, how he cultivates the land, Lord, and I pray, Lord, that you would bless his ears, Lord, bless his heart, Father God, in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that he would just like regain the assurance that he's hearing from you, and even that's whether you have to capture it, you know, however that is, like a note on your phone or true notebook with pen and paper, and then testing it to see, like, hey, Lord, is this you? If this is your voice, I think it's your voice. I don't want to step out, you know. Of course not sin, not the obvious, but I want to step outside of what, but I think I hear you saying this, so be with me, you know, and speak to me, guide me to the right or to left. So sometimes when we cultivate what we are hearing, which is acting on it, acting on what we're hearing and those inclinations and that unction, even just to test it out, like, hey, Lord, you know I'm learning, I'm still learning, I'm regaining, you know, my assurance in this area. If I'm going to step forth, Lord, and I'm just testing this out because I want to cultivate, because I want to hear from you. So I'm going to take a step, Lord, and I'm asking you to be, you know, asking you to be there and to show me, Lord, that you bring me, you know, not that it's just about regaining the assurance or the confidence or whatever you want to call it, that he is hearing from you and the encouragement from it. But actually stepping out in faith, because literally that's what you were created. If you go back and listen to the beginning of it, you were created with faith, with the substance of faith from the hand of God. The faith that you've come to know Christ is because he created you with that faith. And so what is going to sustain our walk, whether you have a wife or no wife, your walk when you get to heaven, right? You're going to be accountable for your walk. It's going to be by faith. What did you do in faith? So this is important, why you want to hear the voice of the Lord, as you know this, and cultivate it. So the purpose is for cultivating. That's going to bring him pleasure in knowing you want to please the Father. Without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. So putting the two together to work for you, for your advantage in every area of your life, even in business, right? Like, hey, I wasn't going to eat at Taco Bell today or whatever. And then you run into someone, you give them your business card or whatever it is, wherever he tells you on the way home, hey, I wasn't going to stop here, but now I did because I felt like the Lord told me to stop. Yada, yada, yada. The grace of God shows up and there you go. So Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that in faith and in hearing, God, there is so much grace, Lord. So we thank you for continuing to lead him, Lord, to this woman, Christian companionship, that will lead to marriage, Father God. And we ask, Lord, as you speak to him, let it be a divine, Lord. You know he wants information, God. He wants instruction, Lord. So more than the 411, God, he's coming to you for the 311, God. So we thank you, Lord, for speaking to him, for the power, God, where your word says, if you search for me with all of your heart, that you will be found, God. So we ask in concordance with the faith that we have collectively here on PGN and your grace, Lord, that you would speak uncannily, God, to Shannon, God, with your wisdom and revelation. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us, everyone. God bless you. I don't know how I made it, or I feel like I'm over time again, but starting early. But God bless you. Thank you for joining me. And, you know, Randy has a new call-in number, so you will need to call 319-527. I think it's 6727. 6327. You can text him on the host. You can text the program for his number. But I think everybody knows it for now. So by now, I should say. So God bless you. And we look forward to hearing from him. And shalom to each of you.